Welcome back to the 2% Solution Podcast, your beacon for making meaningful, incremental improvements in life. I'm Diamond Well, your navigator through the maze of personal development and goal setting. And in today's journey, we embark on a critical exploration of goal setting strategies that can either pave your way to success or lead you completely astray. We're dissecting the battle of smart goals versus dumb goals, armed with historical insights and some practical wisdom. Let's dive in. Let's start with the power of SMART goals. SMART goals, the acronym for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound, act as your personal success blueprint. By dissecting each component, we reveal how these criteria set the stage for victory. Let's start with the S, which is specific. Aim with precision. Florence Nightingale didn't merely aspire to enhance healthcare. She revolutionized nursing and hygiene practices during the Crimean War, showcasing the transformative power of specificity. You got to get clear on what you want. If you say something like, I want to get fit, it's nice, but as specific as a cloudy day. How about we say, I want to run a 5K in under 30 minutes? Now, that's a target you can aim for. Next, we have the M in the SMART acronym, measurable. This is about charting your progress. Charles Darwin's voyage on the HMS Beagle aimed to gather specific evidence supporting natural selection, exemplifying measurable exploration. See, if you can't measure it, how will you know you've achieved it? As an example, we could say, I just want to release some weight. But that actually can become releasing 10 pounds. Do you see the difference? Because if we can measure it, then we can track it. Now, next in that SMART acronym, we're going to talk about the letter A, attainable. Set within reach yet challenging objectives. Rosa Parks' defiance against racial segregation laws marked a strategic attainable action that propelled the civil rights movement. Got to dream big, but keep it within the realm of possibility. Are you climbing Everest tomorrow? Probably not. But training for a local hiking challenge? Absolutely. Next, we got the R, realistic. Ground your ambitions in reality. Alan Turing's realistic yet ambitious goal to decrypt the Enigma code blended innovative thinking, but with achievable milestones. When we're being realistic, we're being honest with ourselves. Goals should stretch you, but also be within reach if you push yourself. And then lastly, in the SMART acronym, the letter T, it's time bound. Define your timeline. The Marshall Plan, with its clear deadline, demonstrated the effectiveness of time-bound objectives in post-World War II European recovery. Deadlines aren't just for work projects. Giving yourself a time frame creates urgency as well as motivation. Now, I wouldn't do you service if I didn't bring up the traps of dumb goals. And dumb goals is another acronym, D-U-M-B. Disconnected, unrealistic, misguided, and broad, because that can derail your aspirations. So let's start with the D, disconnected. Pursuits misaligned with your core, like the mythical quest for the Fountain of Youth, illustrate goals detached from reality. Ever set a goal that just didn't vibe with you? Or maybe who you are or where you want to be? That's a disconnected goal. It's like a fish trying to climb a tree. It's never going to happen. Now, moving on to the U, unrealistic. Maybe remember Xerxes' underestimated ambitions to conquer Greece highlight the folly of unrealistic goals, overlooking the significance of strategic foresight. I love the movie 300. I don't know if you've seen it. So when we're talking about this idea, these are the I want to be a millionaire by next week kind of goals. They're high aspirations, and that's great, but let's keep it within the laws of physics and economics, shall we? Next, moving on to the N, misguided. The Maginot Line, designed to thwart German advances in World War II, serves as a cautionary tale of goals that fail to adapt to changing circumstances. These goals are based more on what others think you should do rather than what you want for yourself. It's like wearing someone else's shoes. They just don't fit quite right. And then lastly, getting to the B of our dumb goals, broad. Overly general ambitions, such as the quest for world peace, lack the specificity required for actionable progress. Another statement would be like saying, I want to be happy. Well, who doesn't? But what does happiness look like to you? Without specifics, you're chasing a rainbow without ever finding the pot of gold. Now, let's talk about why goal setting transforms lives. Goal setting transcends mere achievement. It reflects our identity and aspirations. Research from the University of Scranton suggests a staggering 92% of people fail to reach their New Year's resolutions, primarily due to the vagueness and impracticality of their goals. SMART goals, by contrast, provide a clear, actionable roadmap to success. Now, let's talk a little bit about how to craft your SMART blueprint. Embarking on the SMART goal journey begins with visualization. Picture your desired outcome vividly. Then, reverse engineer the steps necessary to achieve it. Remember, every monumental journey commences with a single, well-directed step. In conclusion, you got to choose your path wisely. The dichotomy between SMART and dumb goals underscores the universal truth. Strategic, well-defined goals are the scaffolding of personal and professional triumph. What SMART objectives will you set today? Embrace the power of incremental 2% improvements for transformative life changes. Thank you for tuning into the 2% Solution Podcast. Today's episode illuminated your path. Please subscribe, review, and share this beacon of insight with some fellow travelers. Until our paths cross again, continue to forge ahead, one SMART goal at a time, and I'll see you in the next episode.